Hey, folks, send Russia's Vladimir Putin your dollars or any hard currency this Christmas season. It's not charity. It's quite a deal. Russia has raised its interest rate to a shocking 17% to try and stop the free fall of the Russian ruble. All-time lows, worst drop in 16 years, all related to the continuing falling oil prices and Western sanctions that make it very hard for Russia to refinance its formidable debt to stay afloat as its oil revenues decline. Joining us now is John Authors from the Financial Times. John, welcome.
Glad to be here.
What is the trading looking like right now in the ruble? I've heard some reports of halting trading and urgent meetings taking place in Moscow to try to deal with this.
Well, yes, it's about as volatile and as scary as it ever gets. When you make an announcement of this magnitude at 2 a.m., plainly that is not a sign that you're in control of the situation. That's a sign of something like panic. During the day following that, we've seen very dramatic volatility as a response. The ruble continued to fall very significantly after the announcement, which is obviously not a good sign. The critical next step is whether the Central Bank of Russia is prepared to follow through with directly intervening, right, taking its stock of dollars and using them to buy rubles to try to underpin this. Meanwhile, if you look at the other markets, it's interesting to see that the oil price continues to fall, but also very intriguingly, despite all this, the dollar is actually falling against the other larger currencies. And I think that's because, obviously, there are many dominoes here. That's because people are now beginning to think that the Fed will be obliged not to raise interest rates as early as it might otherwise have wanted to do, because the strength of the dollar is beginning to cause these dangerous knock-on effects in other countries.
What would you say is the kind of wall that the Russians are getting close to here? Does it have to do with the revenues coming in from oil, or is it some sort of debt refinance issues? I mean, if the Russian bank, such as it is, uses its dollars to prop up the ruble, that's less hard currency than it has to pay its own bills. And I suspect because of sanctions, it doesn't have access to financial markets like it used to.
There's certainly that aspect there, which is very reminiscent to the crisis in 1998. I would say that it's probably got more to do with falling oil revenues at this point. The Russian economy is alarmingly over-dependent upon oil. This is arguably the great failing of the Putin years, that they've failed to diversify the economy away from its dependence on oil. They've failed to really build on build a growing middle class. If you look at what's been happening on the ground in Russia as well, it's a very alarming situation where when the ruble falls like this, plainly that's very inflationary. And our team in Moscow have been finding people queuing around the block outside IKEA, of all places, in the small hours of the morning to buy IKEA furniture before their prices go up later this week. These aren't what you normally think of as hard assets to guard against inflation. There's signs of desperation and of very alarming changes in consumer behavior that will damage that could damage the economy.
Literally parking money in IKEA furniture as a way of hedging against inflation. Finally, I've heard analysts say that part of the issue with oil is that the Saudis are deliberately, and this is a quote, trying to crater the price of oil. Is this to directly target Russia, or is something else going on?
I tend to think that it's not so much about conspiracy and more about two things. One is that Saudi Arabia just doesn't feel like losing any market share by being the one to start to cut supply, so it's just prepared to watch prices go down from here. And secondly, OPEC isn't as strong and disciplined as it once was. So I tend not to think that this is some grand conspiracy by Saudi Arabia against Russia. But plainly, what OPEC has chosen to do, not attempt to be a global anchor to the oil price in the way that it has been in the past, is very significant and is a huge part of why what was already a very significant fall and very big adjustment in the oil price has now turned into a rout creating crisis conditions.
Conspiracy or not, lots of pain in Russia. John Authors, a reporter for the Financial Times. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.